All right, guys, this is Molly May again.
This is Winterbell.
And we're back for another episode of Blonde and Bitchin'.
Hell yeah. Okay,
so this topic is going to be how we became best friends.
Yes, we get this a lot. Whether it be like I get asked questions on my Instagram or Snapchat, mm-hmm. and hers as well. Because we are very close, so very. Might as well give you the backstory of how we became girlfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah. She's technically my wife now.
Yeah,
so.
We call each other, that's my wife, man.
Like, literally, I get separation anxiety.
Same with her. Like, even our, like, friends and such, like, if we go an hour without each other, we're
not,
like...
Yeah, not even an hour. Like, we're just, I don't know what it is. It's just a really, really good relationship, and...
It's something very hard to come by, and our relationship is definitely genuine. Mm-hmm. And we met each other not even looking for a friendship. Good old serendipity, which I love.
Yeah.
So when I first got into porn, you know, we stay at the model house and such. Mm-hmm. And I kind of kept to myself. I would, like, leave in, like, my headphones and have my hood up and... so on and so forth. Molly, she had the specific place on the living room couch, and she would just have snacks everywhere. This girl, this is why I love her, absolutely love snacks. And this bitch would be FaceTiming up until 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and I would be in my room being like, what the fuck?
Like, be like, shut up, bitch.
Go to sleep.
No, so this all happened in Florida. I flew down because I re-signed with our agency. Mm-hmm. I had no idea who she was when I flew in, or like really even about her until I got a feel of who was in the model house. So just the first couple nights, like, I was just on the couch with all my snacks. And no, I don't smoke, so I'm a huge eater.
Yeah,
I love to cook.
She loves food, man.
And yeah, trust me, I can eat.
Yeah.
I would always have my snacks out in the living room, and she would, like, come out with her hoodie on and, like, just always in her hoodie. And so...
Yes, I love my hoodies.
I couldn't tell at first if, like, she was just trying to avoid me with her hoodie, or if, like, that was just her, like, hating the world and people in general. But...
Both, honestly.
But, hey, that's okay.
So...
No judgment.
Yeah, and then we had, how we really got to know each other is we kind of had a shoot together on the mm-hmm. same day. It was actually for Corrupts, if you guys, like, want to go check it out.
Yeah.
She was my stepsissy, or...
Corrupts.com.
Yeah, something like that. And it was just, we had, like, initially, like, an hour car ride, around that time, so...
All the way up to West Palm.
Yep, we got to the shoot, and then... You know, we were, like, in the bathroom together getting ready, and I was like, how long have you been in porn? Mm-hmm. And just asking general questions, and me and her kind of gave off the same goofy-ass vibe.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, like, eventually we got comfortable enough to, like, start, like, drinking together in the house, and then we decided to go to a club, and let me tell you about that. That club experience was...
Oh, my God. It was insane. That's probably we became, like, really close, because that really bonded us.
Yeah, it did.
Was rough.
I had bought in a new iPhone.
Yep.
The new iPhone 11. Okay.
Me and her both got new phones at the same time.
And we decided to go to this club. We somehow got convinced by these Cheesecake Factory guys to go with them. I don't know how. Don't ask. Whatever.
No, because we went shopping together.
Yeah.
Before that, we went on a huge shopping spree, and that's what bonded us too.
Yeah.
And we got super drunk at a Cheesecake Factory.
Oh my God. Those peach, what were they?
They were peach sangria drinks.
Oh my God. So fucking good.
And guys, I just want to say right now, we are on the, what is this? We're on Tippy Town Lake right now.
Yeah.
And the sun is beating down on me like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Sweating.
It'd be fine.
Yeah. So, yeah, Cheesecake Factory, and then just us going out in general just really bonded us. We are the same person.
Oh, my God. We stress shop. We stress eat. Not as much as me, but that's okay.
No, yeah.
I eat for, like, a total of 4 people, so.
And then she would always see me eating out, like, McDonald's. I love McDonald's, right? And she would, like... She can cook like no other, right?
Oh my
God. She's like, let me cook for you. You need to eat healthy. And she kind of gave me, like, what to expect in porn and like helped me with shoot clothes because like I didn't have much, and she just took me under her wing, and she's like literally the sweetest, most genuine person I know. I love you, bitch. I ain't never gonna stop loving you, bitch.
Like literally we have such like unconditional love for each other. Like we probably will never be able to do anything that will separate us.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what would.
We're just like, 100% accepting. Like, she knows how to call me out on my shit.
And she knows how to call me out on mine.
Yeah.
And even if we have a, you know, a bicker or a fight, like, literally, we are back in each other's lives within hours. Not even hours.
Not even hours, yeah.
Yeah. So we had a bunch of crazy wild times in Florida, whether it be going to clubs or just days where it would just be like crazy and wild and unfortunate events.
Oh my God, literally. We keep people keep telling us we need a reality show.
Hey, MCV, what's
because,
up?
Yeah.
Even if you don't like us, we are still fun to watch. It's like a train wreck. Like
it is, it's honestly.
Like a, it's like a bad car accident. Like you want to look away, but you can't.
Yeah, you can't. You just kind of have to go with it. Yep.
And then we I had this sugar daddy that would send me so much money.
Oh my God, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And then that's kind of like what bonded us as well, because we both like work sugar daddies.
Yeah.
Shout out to our sugar daddies in Miami.
Shout out to all my
we
sugar
miss
daddies.
You.
Yeah, we do. We're coming back though, we promise.
Honestly though. And then we would go to the beach and just...
Oh, we would get drunk so fast. I don't know what it is, but something about the beach drinks that they serve are just like...
Shit
fucking,
hits
oh
different.
My God.
Hits different.
Ugh, and then being dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we're just... I don't know. We bond well. We're in the same industry. We just connect.
Our personal lives
ways.
As well, we kind of... bond together really well due to what goes on in our personal lives
that we're not really gonna talk about, but but like I don't know, it's just it's a totally different relationship than I've ever had
with
any other girl.
I've never had a friendship like this. Mm-mm. And it's really hard for me to get along with girls in general, but with you it just comes easy.
Yeah, like, it does.
I can be myself and she accepts me and I accept her.
Yeah,
like Q, What Do You Love Me Less song by Quinn.
Yes.
Highly recommend you go check that out.
Oh,
that
my
is
God.
Literally our song.
It is our song.
It is hot as fuck out here. It's beautiful. I want to go.
I
want to
jump
water
in the
right
water
now.
Right now. What would you guys do if we just jumped in the water?
No, what would you guys do though?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't really know what other questions. Like, people keep asking us.
Oh, wait
like,
a minute. Hold up.
People keep asking us if we, like, get sexual and stuff. And we do. When we're drunk, we, like, kiss and make out. And we just love it. And
we love each other.
We are
like,
honestly.
We genuinely love each other.
Yeah, we're honestly planning on getting married. It's, like, an actual thing. We're going to go
Vegas.
We're going to go to Vegas and we're going to get married.
A fan meetup.
Like, yeah, we're going to do lots of fan meetups also.
Let me see what questions that you guys had about us.
I know there was more questions.
Oh, one of them was like, who's the best cook? Who's the best driver?
Oh, yeah. Definitely I'm the best cook, I think.
Yeah, I cannot cook.
Well, no, you told me you can cook some things.
Yeah.
You know? But,
it's hot.
Yeah, that's... But yeah, so you're probably the best driver, I would say.
Oh yeah. Manual all the way. I'm laying back right now. Woo! And then like she fucking wakes me up with breakfast in the breakfast in the morning. Sorry guys, I just dipped my hand in the water.
I just love to cook. Like it's like my I don't know, I have a servant's heart, so I like to like give back to others all the time. And
I do too.
So I like to cook for other people's experience and reactions, I guess.
Yeah.
But,
oh my God, it's hot as fuck.
And I just have that like mom mindset, so I feel like I need to take care of everyone around me. So let's get dirty.
Oh, we're getting dirty.
Yeah,
now?
We're getting dirty.
All right, what are we talking about?
So like, who's the biggest slut? Do you think?
You most definitely.
Ouch!
If I'm being honest, well, okay. I mean, I can be too.
You're more of a dom slut.
I'm definitely a dom slut.
I'm more and of not a only sub that, slut.
But I cannot, like, tolerate people as well as... I don't have, like, the patience.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I don't like tolerating people's shit a lot. Yeah. Molly definitely has the more patient side. And this
which
is where
shocking,
we're, like,
honestly.
Yeah. This is where we're, like, yin and yang, though, is because she is the more patient, I wouldn't say quiet, but I can be the one to speak up for her.
Yeah.
I feel like she definitely
I have a hard
that.
Time, like, saying no or putting my foot down.
And that's where I walk in and I'm like,
yeah. That's where she helps me out with, boo. Like, being taken advantage of. God, the guys that I choose is unreal.
Yeah.
That's why I'm great being, like, single and solo for a bit because, like, it's just... It's like that new song, that new Selena Gomez song. She's like, I want a boyfriend, but I just keep hitting dead ends. That's me. Maybe I'm just super picky. I don't know what it is, but... yeah.
Yeah. I'm sweating.
I know. That's pretty much it. That's how we became best friends, and you'll probably see, like, more scenes together.
Yes.
We're pushing for scenes, so don't worry.
Really, once
we're trying
all this COVID stuff blows over, I would love for companies to shoot us together because, like, yeah. Our energy, we just match.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great, and it would definitely look good on scenes.
Yeah. Yep. That's pretty much it. We're just...
Yep, and now we are doing this podcast.
Literally.
You guys keep listening.
Yes.
And there's more future things that we are going to be working on.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Whoop, whoop.
Stay tuned. And go
all right,
ahead and follow our social medias if you have not, which I'm sure you have.
Yeah. So.
And I'm also going to be, like, I recorded this podcast and I'm going to be posting it on my YouTube if
whoop,
you want to go check it out. See us half-ass naked.
Yeah.
Bye, Cindy, too late.
All right, guys. Thanks, y'all, for listening. Hope you tune in again.